Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Have you ever had to give someone bad news? And I mean the kind of bad news where you know they're going to be devastated. I'm not talking about bad news like, you know, you didn't win the lottery today, which, of course, does kind of devastate me, but whatever. Anyway, recently, I had to break some bad news to someone. I'll give you the general idea, because this actually happened in the past, and it really does illustrate what I'm going to try to convey here. So, you agree to pet sit. Whether a dog or a cat, I guess it doesn't matter, but probably a dog or a cat. So you agree to take care of this pet while the person's gone on vacation. And the dog or cat is old, maybe even sick. Not sick, but sick. But not sick, but sick. Okay. So the person goes away. They're coming back, let's say, on a Friday. And on a Wednesday or Thursday, let's just say that the animal dies. The person's having a great time. You know that they are going to be devastated by the loss of this animal. And you know that their travel time is going to be very long. Let's say they're coming back from another country, not like just up the street, right? So when do you deliver the news? Especially, again, if you know that the person is going to be just, you know, and I think pet owners who have old animals should be prepared for this, but I have seen so many times that they are not, which I have never understood, but that's just me. So this was my circumstance a while back, and at an earlier time in my life. So you start thinking, well, it's Thursday, they'll be home tomorrow, do I want to tell them now before they get on the plane? You know, I hate to think that their last day in wherever they are is going to be ruined by this. And also, you'd hate to think, well, and I thought, you know, if the plane goes down, you'd hate them to go down being miserable and sad, right? I mean, not that planes are going to go down, but you think about this stuff. On the other hand, you have to weigh the fact that, you know, do they want to know immediately? Me personally, and again, for the people who know me well, know I don't like surprises, and I don't like things to be kept from me. So I personally would want to know if my animal died while I was on vacation or anything else. I would want to know. On the other hand, you know, I see death based on what I see anyway. I don't, you know, necessarily see death as the worst thing for an animal, especially when they're old or sick. You know, I would want to know, but again, that's just me. And I would tell someone before I left on the trip, if anything happens, you know, if the dog gets hit by a car, not that you plan on it, but, you know, if anything happens, please let me know immediately. Don't worry about my vacation or whatever I'm doing. I would put that in because I always like to think worst case scenarios, right? But anyway, in this particular situation, I was faced with that. And so I decided, okay, you know what? They got one day left. They're going to be on a plane for 8 hours or 10 hours. So I'll just wait till tomorrow night. Also, because you know there'd be a lot of questions and a lot of this and a lot of that, a lot of that and a lot of this. So I decided to wait. So Friday rolls around, okay, and the person gets into the airport. So now I'm at the airport meeting the person. And I'm thinking, okay, now? And I think, no, not now, not now, not around all these people, you know. And the person said, so, you know, how's Fluffy? And my answer was, Fluffy had a rough day, which was no less than the truth, okay? Really, absolute truth. But again, you know, you got all these people around at the airport. So you're in the car and you're thinking, now? And they're going on and on and on and on and on and on about the trip. And you know, it's just, I was so, you know, consumed with, what am I going to, I got to tell them. But it was very, very hard. So then they said, well, why don't we go to dinner? So then I thought, okay, you know, I'll tell them over dinner. So we go to dinner at a nice restaurant. And I'm being particularly thoughtful, you know, and letting them pick the restaurant and everything. Because I figured, well, it's going to be some bad news coming up, so I might as well be nice. You know, I mean, we went to a place that I personally would probably never go, but a lot of icky food. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, now. And I get the person to test it. Oh, and then they go off on some other wonderful thing. You know, this whole time, I'm getting a little bit more subdued and trying to get myself into the spirit of the moment when he's just like, we need to talk, right? Whenever somebody, is anything ever good come after the term we need to talk? When somebody says we need to talk, it's always bad news. It's never, we need to talk. By the way, we just found out you're a millionaire. Or, we need to talk. I'm giving you the keys to my house and you can have it forever. I'm putting it in your name. No, it's always, we need to talk. You're just about to get shafted, fired, or some other way, you know. I was just getting ready to tell them about the animal passing away when I forgot it was the person's birthday. I totally forgot, right? I was like, oh my God. So, I forgot. Oh, you know, it's my birthday and the day's my blah, blah, blah. Which made it even worse. You see? I mean, I'm thinking, well, they're going to know that the animal's gone when they get home, right? So, the dessert come to get a little birthday, a little candle, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for the right moment. And it never comes. It never arrived. It was never a lull or anything. In fact, I kept waiting for the person to say, is something wrong with you? Or is everything okay? Or something, something, something. But it didn't happen. So we're in the car. The presents have been exchanged. It's kind of a weird evening because we stopped by another place where to see a friend, and they knew about the person's birthday, whatever. Okay. So now it's in the 11th hour. You know, that's an old term, but it means I'm down to the wire, right? We're going down the street, and I'm thinking, do I want to tell them in the car? Oh, and by the way, one other reason I didn't want to tell them in the restaurant, because the person I was had to give the news to is very sentimental, and the person would definitely associate hearing the news of the animal's death with this restaurant, and I didn't want that either. So you can understand my dilemma with some forethought. All right, so we get outside of the person's house in the driveway, and the person starts to get out of the car. I said, wait a minute. You know what? There's something I want to just go over with you. And what? I said, and then basically I tell them, there's something I need to tell you. It's about insert name of animal here. I think I said something like, he's not in there. We had to take him to the vet yesterday. He didn't make it, you know, something like that. And of course there was this almost disbelief, silence, awe, I don't know what you call it. And of course then the tears came big time, big time. I mean, it was just, you know, bad. It was as bad as I thought it would be. The only good thing that came out of it from my perspective was that the person did not say, why didn't you tell me sooner? Because then you got to justify the timing, right? And I could have justified it from my own mind, but that may or may not be justification enough to the person hearing the news, right? So that didn't come up. And then, of course, through the tears are all the questions. What was it like? What happened? What did they say? What blah, blah, blah. Did you do this? Did you do that? You know, you got to answer. And you know, talking about this stuff is not easy to the person delivering the news. It certainly wasn't for me. I don't like delivering bad news. On the other hand, this is going to sound cold-blooded to some of you, I'd rather be the one delivering the bad news than the one getting the bad news. Because when I've gotten bad news, it's always been terribly bad, horrifically bad. But I'd really rather not be on either end of it. But it is a difficult thing to do. And especially with little kids. This was not a child, but... Although I honestly think children deal better with tragedies than adults do. And I think older adults deal with tragedy better than younger adults do. So it's kind of interesting. Something to think about. It's a role, having to be in a position of taking total responsibility and being in a position of delivering bad news is not something I do often. I do take it very seriously, and so far things have, you know, I've always come through. Although this was the closest I've ever come to wimping out. I don't know what I would have done if they'd gone in the house and said, you know, here, boy, and then there'd been nobody there. I honestly, it crossed my mind. I just thought, I can't do this. I mean, you know, I've never had that thought before, but maybe as I get older, I get more sensitive to other people's feelings, and you don't want to. You know, especially if you know the person's going to take it badly. You know, you don't want to be the bearer of bad news. It's a hard thing. But after a lot of discussion, everything, you know, I say turned out okay. The person obviously, you know, dealt with it. And I think at some point in the future, they will be making a joyful noise, which is with a new pet. So that's a good thing. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, I encourage you to remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care.